Now, my first question, I mean, so far, what stage you are in terms of getting ready for the festival?
Well, it's been quite a lot going on behind the scenes, but we've pretty much got all the bands in place now. We've still got a couple of people that are still to be announced. So we're pretty much there, really.
Fabi, and how long has it actually taken to... I know it's like an annual thing, but when do you actually start the process of looking forward? So once the one festival's over, how long did it take to get the next one going?
You practically start immediately after the last one's finished. It sort of takes pretty much all year to sort of get everything back in place and all the bands lined up. So it's a continual process, really.
So I can imagine at the moment it's a pretty stressful time.
It's busy, but it's really exciting, and we've got some fantastic bands playing this year, so we're all really, really pleased.
So who can we look forward to?
So on Friday night, we've got The Charlatans headlining, and Saturday night, we've got Razorlight, and then on Sunday night, it'll be Nero. So it's a really mixed lineup this year, so there's something for everybody.
And will you be there yourself?
I certainly will.
Okay, and who are you most looking forward to?
Oh my goodness, I am quite looking forward to seeing Maverick Sabre actually, and there's also some really exciting new bands playing on the Raise the Roof stage that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Because it's also an opportunity for unsigned talent to get involved, in particular in terms of unsigned bands in Bradford. I mean, what will something like this mean to be able to play in front of all these people?
Well, it's just an amazing opportunity to sort of have that chance to go into a big festival arena and show the local community what bands have got. So it's fantastic.
And how long have you worked with the company for?
This is the first year I've worked on it, so I'm really, really looking forward to being there come the end of August.
Right, okay. And have you had like feedback so far in terms of people that have said, oh, I can't wait, or people in the area?
Yes, ticket sales are going really well, and so you need to hurry up and get your tickets. And lots of media have sort of been showing an interest as well and wanting to come along and interview the band. So yeah, we're all really looking forward to it.
So for anyone listening, how do we get involved? How do we get our hands on these tickets?
Okay, so you need to go onto the website, which is bingleymusiclive.com, and the ticket hotline is 0871 220 0260.